Hello, my name is Cruchet, returning your call from customer support.
Yes. Wanted to ask a question. I received a charge on my card and I can't trace where that would have come from to find out what it is that I was even being charged for.
Okay. What's your first and last name?
David Meehan, and that's spelled with an MEEHAN.
Okay, can you verify your address for me?
412 Foxcroft Circle, Royersford, Pennsylvania, 19468.
Okay, so how much was the charge?
Let me pull it up to be exact. Well, there's two here on the notice. One of them is $39.99, the other one is $26.99.
Okay, so the $39.99. Do you remember ordering a cooler?
Cooler.
Yes, a cooler.
I don't remember that. I know they were supposed to be some kind of there was like an entry for a drawing for one several months ago. I don't ever actually remember ordering one.
Okay, so when you into that drawing, they automatically enrolled you into like a membership, but the $39.99 didn't go through. But one of them didn't, but they tried to charge you three times, but one time it went through, but the other two it didn't go through.
Okay, well, subscription for what? Or membership for what, I guess, is a better question.
Well, it's just like a subscription. Let me see. Let me ask my supervisor. I'm texting her right now. Okay, hello, sir. So I spoke with my supervisor, and she said that it's a fitness app. So she said that that would have started when you did the sweepstakes for the cooler, and she said that if you want to cancel, we can cancel, and we can give you a 50% back on your refund.
Okay, so I'm sorry, you said it was a fee for, I misunderstood what you were saying.
A fitness app?
Okay, that's interesting. Does it say when? Because I've never bought one.
When you did the sweepstakes for the cooler, they automatically enrolled you in it. So she said that
okay.
We can cancel and I can give you 50% back on your refund.
50% back refund on something I didn't realize I was doing and not wanting it never used. Okay. So I guess I'm just kind of look, I understand that you're not the one making the decision, so I'm not frustrated with you specifically, but I am kind of frustrated in the system where if I was being charged for an app, why do I have no communications telling me I have this app or that I'm being entered in it or any of that kind of information? I get if there was some sort of fine print on the sweepstakes I didn't read all the way, which is rare because I normally read everything. But the fact that I had no notifications telling me I had this feature, no offers to download, none of that showing me that this was paid for and this is now something I have access to is a little frustrating. And then being told I'm only getting refunded half of something I didn't want in the first place, I didn't even know I had and I never used. So again, I'm not frustrated with you specifically, because I understand you're, you know, just following the rules of your job, but I'm frustrated with the situation. Does that make sense? If you're still there, I can't tell. I can't hear anything.
The highest I can give you is 50%.
Okay. So then let me ask this. This sweepstakes I entered for, I guess, a cooler, is that even what's even going on with that? Because if I had a physical product, I could understand being charged for it, but I don't even have one. So
okay,
I don't know
so
what's going on
no, you, you're not going to receive it either because this was back in September and they chose the winner at the end of September, at the end of that month. So you're supposed
okay.
to call, you're supposed to cancel your card, cancel the whole account so they won't rebill your card for anything, recharge your card for anything. You're supposed to call, actually supposed to call
okay.
within those 7 days of entering that sweepstakes so they won't rebill your card.
Okay. So, because I was reading through all my emails that would have had anything to do with the word cooler, and none of them talk about a rebilling, none of them talk about a possibility. It was more of, like, you know, if you win, you'll be charged shipping. If you don't win, nothing was the impression I got. So I'm also frustrated that there was no confirmation. Yes, you have paid for this. Yes, you have entered. None of that even came through. So it's kind of feeling very, very misleading that I have all these things I'm being charged for that I didn't even know was going to be charged.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that, yes, I entered a sweepstakes. Yes, if I won, I would have paid shipping for whatever the product was. The fact I'm now getting charged for subscriptions for things that weren't what I thought I was entering for, I had no confirmations or receipts saying here's what's going to happen on this date. You have until here to cancel. I have none of that information other than my bank saying, hey, this charge just showed up. We don't recognize it. Are you aware this happened? This is my notification. So it's very frustrating here to find out that all these things I'm expected to fulfill, but I got no information saying that that's what my end of the agreement was. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And again, not frustrated with you because I know you're just following the rules of your job, but this situation to me doesn't sound like good business. It almost reads like a scam. You know, if I had received confirmation emails and I ignored them, that's one thing. I'm searching through my emails. I'm seeing nothing saying that you are charged this. This will be rebilled on this date. I have nothing like that.
Yes, sir. I understand. But the highest I can give you is 50%.
Now, let me ask this. Is this 50% of everything or just 50% of one of the charges?
What you mean for everything? Let me see.
Well, I mean, it shows the notification has the two prices on there. Only one of them is going through the bank at the moment, but it notified me of two of them. So I just want to not be surprised by anything else.
Okay, well, everything you can't get a charge from because it only went through once, the $39.99. So they didn't charge a card for the other prices that you seen on your bank.
Okay.
On our end is declined.
So what's the $26.99? What would that have been for?
$26. I don't see I only see three of the $39.99 and one of
okay.
the $7.95.
All right, so the $7.95 I was aware of. That's what I thought I was paying shipping for this. I didn't realize this was a sweepstakes drawing. I thought it was something else, but that could have just been me misreading it. So, and you know, so I'm just going to read this to you just so you hear what I'm seeing just to help figure this out. You know, it says verify bank activity, card, you know, et cetera, $39.99 at Smart Health LD. $26.99 at Amazon Marketplace, USU4, and then it says, you know, reply or confirm or whatnot. So it's kind of one where I don't know if this is counting two different charges in one message or if they're both through you. So they could, you know, just have them two different charges listed for two separate things at the same time.
Well, the only charges that I see up here is just the $39.99, and two of them
okay.
didn't go through, and only one went through. So mm-hmm. I can let me see.
Well, I mean, and that's fine. If the others didn't go through, then they're not an issue. It only shows the one on my system, so I don't know if it was just waiting for confirmation or something first.
Okay. So about this charge, I'm going to have to transfer you over to my supervisor because it's a 30-day-old charge, so I can't help you with it. My supervisor, I can't touch it, so it's a 30-day-old charge. Only the supervisors can help with the old charges. So
okay.
I'm going to transfer you over to my supervisor.
Okay.
Okay, sir. You will hear music in your ears. Just don't hang up the phone. It will be music playing in your ear.
Mm-hmm.